Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. One more day with Daryl Peel. This time talking exports after this.
Hey, Bovis, what's with Chester?
He's got BRD.
BRD? What kind of word is that?
It's not a word. It's an acronym.
Oh, Chester has acronym.
No, dimwit. He has bovine respiratory disease. And FYI, without Baytril 100 ASAP, he could be DOA before you know it.
D.O.
Oh, no, Chester could die.
Now keep your hide on. They're treating him with Baytril 100. It works PDQ.
PD?
Pretty
what?
Darn quick.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
A recent study among cattle producers shows their number one concern is calf mortality. Baytril 100 has been shown to reduce the number of deads and chronics due to BRD. Veterinary prescription is required. An extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal. For more information or to obtain a product label, contact your veterinarian, your Bayer sales rep, or visit Baytril100.com. Baytril 100. Right the first time.
Because you don't want to end up SOL.
Sol?
Not Sol. S-O-L.
So many letters.
Forget about it.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us again today, as this time we want to talk about beef exports. This has been one of the real success stories for the U.S. cattle industry over the last couple of years. Of course, it all came crashing down to zero back in 2003 with the cow that stole Christmas when BSE was discovered in that Canadian cow found up in Washington State. Our beef exports went almost to zero. They've gradually reopened, led by North American neighbors Mexico and Canada, but other nations are starting to make more and more noise about buying U.S. beef.
The latest monthly data we have suggests that we continue to see, modest recovery in beef exports. It's not, completely uniform across countries, and there's different implications for different cuts of meat, but all in all, a very positive sign. And that's a continuation of a trend that goes back to November, really, when we began to see that kind of export strength. The other side of the trade picture is equally helpful as well, and that is that we continue to see limited imports of beef. And most of that is processing kind of meat, a lot of what goes into our hamburger market ultimately. And the reduction there is certainly being reflected in the kinds of prices we're seeing, for example, in cull cow prices this spring relative to a year ago.
Overall, beef exports have been improving, and Dr. Peel says the old adage, the trend is your friend, is definitely the case when it comes to beef exports right now.
I think that's definitely the case. Again, there's some country-to-country issues, in terms of recovery in some countries like Mexico and what's going on in Korea. Japan, obviously, is one that we're still keyed in a bit on politically in terms of trying to get them to modify their stance with respect to the age restrictions they've got on us. But in general, the factors look pretty positive for the beef trade.
Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Now, Dr. Peel indicates that at this point, things are stabilizing pretty well, as he mentioned, and that definitely can be seen in these feeder cattle auctions after going down for a couple of weeks, running well up, and then backing off just a little bit. We've actually seen some steady to $1, $2 higher prices this week at several major auction barns, including the OKC West El Reno market yesterday, just over 6,000 head, with yearling cattle there called steady to a dollar higher, and calf trade steady to a couple of dollars higher on a light test. Wholesale box beef trade is holding steady right around the $168, $169 level, and cash cattle prices, after touching a dollar, dollar and a penny a pound, back down to 98, 99 cents after trading in that range over the last several weeks now. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, May 1st, is the Hall Cattle Company Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Production Sale at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 200 head, including 45 fall calving pairs, 35 spring calving pairs, 30 bred heifers, and 10 open heifer calves. For a sale catalog, just call 580-597-3006 or go to hallchr.com. That's HALLCHR.com. The Hall Cattle Company Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Production Sale coming Saturday, May 1st, near Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.